Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Junior Giants Speak. We are a show for children, by children, about children, and we are so happy to be with you here this Saturday morning. Here in the Atlanta area, we're experiencing rain and cloudiness, but it's still a beautiful morning because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I'm happy to be joined this morning by my Junior Giant reporters, Miss Almeida and Miss Amaya. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
And I think we're just going to have a girl show today, it seems. Our gentlemen reporters are occupied this morning with other endeavors, but there are endeavors that also will allow them to show their excellence, and we're happy for them in those areas. I want to thank, as usual, the parents and grandparents for helping the children prepare for the show this morning. We're also trying to turn our minds toward the holiday season. We are looking forward to the holidays. It's the celebration of the birth of our Savior, and we want to make sure that we give it the honor and respect that it's due, because our Savior is worthy of our acknowledgement of this time of the year. We're going to do our show today is entitled I Am a Gift. And one of the things that when I was trying to come up with a topic for today, I was trying to figure out how we could look at being a gift. And so one of the things that came to me is that the Bible tells us that in order for us to be great, what we have to first do is be a servant. And so we need to know that God has placed us on earth for a reason. We have purpose. We're not just here by accident or because for no reason. There is a reason that he put us here, and it's to be a service to humanity. And when I say service, that means to use our gifts and our talents for purpose, and so that others can be blessed by the gifts and the talents that the Lord has given us. So this morning, our Junior Giants are going to talk to us about being a gift. All of them are gifts, and they're going to share with you this morning how they are gifts. Before we go into that, however, I want to talk about real briefly that we are recruiting additional Junior Giants. We are a ever-changing program, but we're trying to keep our number of reporters to a certain number, and so we are recruiting Junior Giant reporters. They must be between the ages of 7 and 12. They must be willing to talk and express themselves, and they also need to be able to do something that's a little out of the box. As we go into the new year, things are going to be changing in how we do Junior Giants. We're going to be in the community more, and hopefully, if God will and make a way, we're going to be servicing or showing service to other children, children who are less fortunate, children who are in hospitals, as a way to reach out and actually be gifts. And so we are recruiting. You can contact me direct at 678-516-5570, or you can go to our website, JuniorGiantsSpeak.com, and send me an email that way. We look forward to hearing from you. And so now we're going to go on and get started. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
And we're going to talk about this morning what it means to be a gift. And we're going to start this morning with Amaya. How are you, Amaya?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great as well. And so how have you been? How was your week?
It was great.
Okay. Tell me why it was great.
Because we had a basketball game, and I got to hang out with my family, and I got to relax a lot.
Okay, well, that's good. That's really good. Okay, so what position do you play on the basketball team?
I really don't. I'm not sure, but it's either point guard, I think, or something like that. Yeah.
Okay, I think you might have said it was a point guard. So you really enjoy basketball?
Yes, ma'am.
That's good. That's good. Well, are you ready with your report?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. Good morning. My name is Amaya, and I'll be telling you a story about my life. The definition of gift is when you're grateful for something that is important to you and what you have inside of you. The first area in my life is sports. I love playing basketball and running track. Another one is having a warm heart. I am very nice to everyone, even when they be mean to me. In my life, is the third area in my life is education. Life is better with education. The fourth area in my life is my body movement. I also love dancing. The last area in my life is being a great daughter, cousin, niece, friend, best friend, and sister. I love my family, and that's it.
Okay, so Amaya, in these roles that you identified, what do you do to show that you are a gift to them? What do you do?
Well, what I mostly do is compliment them and tell them how much I love them.
Okay. What were your other gifts?
Ma'am?
One of your gifts, or you were a gift to your family. What other ones?
Is talking to them about God and helping them with their bad situations.
Okay, and what other areas did you have there?
Basketball.
Okay. So how are you a gift in that area?
Because God gave me a gift to play basketball, and I finally figured out what my gift is, and it's basketball, and I really enjoy basketball a whole lot.
Okay. So one of the ways that you are being a gift in basketball is that you are sharing your talent, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What other areas did you have there?
Education.
Okay. How are you a gift with your education?
I am gifted to have a good mind and to know certain things that I haven't known before, and sometimes even when I struggle.
Okay. So how do you share that gift?
By helping other people with their work and telling them what my teacher gave me.
Okay. All right. That's good. And see, what I'm trying to get you all to realize is that you have gifts inside of you, your gifts and your talents, but if you're not using them, you're not being the gift to the world that God wants you to be. So you're a smart young lady. You're gifted in sports. You are talented. You sing. You dance. You love your family, and when you practice doing those things and sharing your talents with the world while you also share the love of God, then you are being a gift because there's nobody like you. You are a unique present, and so when you share your gifts and your talents, that's you sharing a part of you, and no one can do that but you, and that's what makes you such a unique and precious gift. So I want you to continue in those areas, okay?
Okay.
Miss Almeida, how are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. How was your week?
My week was good.
Why?
Well, for starters, it was our first week back from Thanksgiving. And usually when we're done break, it's kind of easier because you don't have that much pressure on you because you had a week that was lost from time. that you should have been learning, so it's kind of easier.
Okay. Are you ready with your story?
Yes.
Please go right ahead.
Greetings to all of you on Radio Land. My name is Almeda Southaw. The countdown is on. There's only 2 more weeks before Christmas break, and there's only 19 more days until Christmas. Children all over the world look forward to the holiday, this holiday, because they look forward to not going to school and receiving gifts. After all, Christmas is the season for giving. Today, we are talking about gifts. There are 2 kinds of gifts, a talent and a present that you give to someone else. Gifts are special because they express people's feelings of gratitude and compassion for each other. We give gifts to those who we love and sometimes to those who are in need. Gifts can be something that we need, something that is wanted, and something that is done without expectations of anything in return. I am a gift to my family and to this world because my mom would have been the only girl in the house with a whole bunch of boys if it weren't for me. I help bring balance to the family, and I help my mom take care of things around the house. I'm a good friend, and I like to help people. I'm intelligent, and I want to share my knowledge with the world one day at a time. I have talents such as dancing, singing, and being happy with the world and sharing them with the world. And the best of all, I have a great relationship with God. This is your junior giant, Amir Southall. Thanks for listening.
All right. I like your report. So how many men are in your house? How many brothers and your dad are there?
There's 3 brothers in my house and my dad.
Okay, so how many brothers do you have?
I have 4.
Okay. All right, so you're a gift to your mom because you're the only girl. You bring another female into the house. That's nice. And tell me how you share your gift in your family. How do you share your gift, the gift of you, with your brothers?
Well, we usually play games and we play with each other. And they're not really the ones going in my room. I usually go in their room because it's, like, bigger. And it's,
okay,
like, they're my friends, kind of.
Okay. And what were the other areas where you said your intelligence? So how do you share your intelligence? How are you, do you share that gift?
Well, usually, like, if someone in my class is trying to do something odd or unusual, I can usually tell them why they shouldn't do that and reasons why they shouldn't do that because they can, like, get in trouble. And sometimes if I stay after school, I usually help my friend with homework.
Okay. Well, you all have done some excellent reports this morning, and I want to give you the question of the day. I do want to encourage you to continue to be the gift. The Bible tells us to let our light so shine before men that they might see your good work and glorify your Father in heaven. So what that's letting us know is the light of God that's in you, that's a gift that you can share with the world. That's the main gift that all of us have who are Christians, is that we are allowed to share God. God is the greatest gift we can give someone else. And if he is in our lives, then we share them with other people. He can be in their lives, too, and make a difference in their lives. And so you all have gifts and talents. I want you to use them. I want you to share them with other people. I don't want you to be ashamed or afraid, but I want you to also make sure that you share the love of God with other people, because this world needs to know God. They think they have a lot of remedies, but their remedies don't really work. It's going to take God to help the people, all the people, and it doesn't matter who they are. They all need God. A lot of things going on in our country. God is the only answer. Men's hearts aren't necessarily right towards each other, but God can help to fix that. And so I want you all to make sure that one of the gifts that you're sharing that you have is the love of God, because people need to know that God loves them and that he can make a difference in their lives. So the question of the day, I want you to tell me someone this week who you will share Christ with. And it can be somebody that you've shared Christ with before. And I need you to tell me who this person is and why you want to share with them. And before you tell me, I want you to think about it. Everybody understand the question?
Could you say it again?
I want you to tell me somebody this week that you're going to make a point of sharing Christ with. You're going to talk to them about Christ, about how much he loves them. I want you to tell me who it is and why you want to share with them, okay, because that's the greatest gift of all. And so if you're going to share a gift, that being the greatest gift, I want you to tell me who it is and why you want to share with them. But before we go to our questions, we're going to do our musical break. This is from one of our former guests. His name is Elmas High. I want you to sit back and enjoy while you think of the answer to your question, and we'll be back in about 2.5 minutes. Okay, that was Elmas High on the saxophone, and he was one of our former guests, and we're going to have him back along with the new young artist. And our musical director will be interviewing this young man who is doing an album with his father, and that will be something that we'll be doing in January. So I want you to look forward to hearing from them. We are at the question of the day, and I want to say I'm with some very lovely young ladies this morning, Miss Almeda South Hall and Miss Amaya Baldwin, and these are some outstanding young women, very smart, very intelligent, and it is a privilege. I am really privileged to be able to work with such wonderful young ladies. We're getting ready to answer the question of the day. If you're just tuning in, we have listeners from several different areas this morning. So if you're listening in, this is Junior Giant Speaks. This is the show for children, by children, and about children. We are discussing today, I Am a Gift, and the young ladies are sharing with us how they are a gift to the world. All of our children are gifts. They are gifts, and we need to recognize the beauty that God has placed within them. So this morning, we're going to go to our question of the day. And this time we'll start with Miss Almeda. Almeda, if you...
I actually need more time to think.
You need more time to think. Okay, well, you have about 60 more seconds, and I will go to Amaya. Amaya, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead, then.
Okay. I would tell my classmates about Christ because a lot of them have bad behavior and they always get into trouble.
Okay, is there anyone in particular?
Name?
You don't have to tell me their name. Is there somebody in particular that you have in mind?
Yes.
Okay. And so what will you tell them?
I will tell them that God is looking at them and he's very disappointed and they should be careful what they do and what they say.
Okay. When you tell them, when you talk to them, Amaya, also make sure that you tell them that God loves them. Because it's the love of God, that's where the power is. You know, sometimes kids don't care because they can't see God, so they don't really believe that he's watching them. And some of them do know. But make sure you tell them how much God loves them, okay? Put that in there with what you're saying, add that to what you're saying, because there's a lot of children in this world that need to know that there's somebody that loves them, and God loves them more than anybody, okay? Can you do that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Before Almeda goes, so I can give her just a couple of more minutes, I'll say who I'm going to share with. I have a young lady that I'm working with who has been taken from her family. She doesn't really have any type of family support. She has a brother, but he is now being adopted by someone else. Her mother and grandmother can't get her. And so she's kind of alone in the world. And I want to share with her this week about God, because she needs to know that somebody loves her unconditionally. And that there's somebody that is always with her. And so that's who I want to share my gift of God with. Okay?
I have a question.
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, I'm ready. I would share God with, there's some kids at my school that decide to bully. And I think it's because they either have a bad surrounding, or their parents are abusive and they want to show their anger out on other people. And I would tell them that there's more to life than just showing your emotions in bad ways.
Okay. And so that's good. That's very good. And I also, just like I said to Amaya, I want you to make sure that you talk to them about the love of God, okay? Because because it's the love of God that will reach them, nothing else, the love of God, them knowing how much God loves them. Even in spite of their bad behavior, God loves them. He doesn't like what they're doing, but he loves them. Okay? There's a scripture that both of you might want to read and memorize so that you could tell me maybe tomorrow. And it's John 3:16. If you don't know it already, I want you to look it up, John 3:16. Okay, and when you share about Jesus, I want you to share that scripture with them. The scripture says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life." And that's letting them know that God loved them so much that he sent his Son Jesus in the form of a baby who was going to grow up and die on the cross because he loved them, and his dying made it possible for them to have forgiveness. And so I want you to make sure now. Amaya, you had a question?
Oh, never mind about the question, but I have a statement now.
Okay, go right ahead.
It was kind of weird because I actually had the scripture on a piece of paper when I was looking up for the Silent Night, Holy Night thing on YouTube, and I was just writing this scripture down, and I was trying to memorize it, and I kind of know some of it.
Which one? John 3:16?
Yes, ma'am. I have it on a piece of paper.
Well, that's good. That's excellent. It is so important that we learn how to memorize the scriptures. And now that you say that, I think that's something we're going to add to our show on Saturday mornings. You're going to have to be able to give me a scripture that you're working on memorizing. Because the Bible tells us, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God." And if you have God's word in your heart and you understand it, it will help you to live correctly. It will help you to live the way that is pleasing to God. So good job, Amaya. Keep that up. So go on and memorize it. Now, Mita, did you write that down?
Huh?
Write down John 3:16.
Yes,
ma'am. And I want you to work on memorizing that. Would you do that, please?
Yes.
Okay. This has been our show for the morning. We did have a shorter version, but it was a good version. These young women are gifts to the world, and I believe that they're going to do great things. They're going to help a lot of people because they have good hearts. And it is my prayer that God will continue to cover them and to show them who he is, because he's a great God, and they need to know, and they need to be able to share with the world without being ashamed. They don't have to be ashamed, and God won't be ashamed of them. He's very proud of them because they are willing to share him with other people. And so I want to commend these young women. I'm not sure if we will be having another holiday show before the end of the year, because I know everyone is getting ready for Christmas. And on the day we're due to have a show, we're also these young ladies will be involved in their Christmas pageant at their church. So we're going to see how that plays out. But for now, we want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. We hope to talk to you again before the year is out. And I want to say thank you, young ladies, for a job well done. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. And as we go out, we're going to go out listening to a healing hymn by Miss Shami Royston. Have a wonderful thank you for listening. This has been the Junior Giant Show. God bless you. Merry Christmas.